So, for example, I went to a talk by a Latin American farmer who said that coffee production is suffering from a disease called coffee rust, which has become more virulent and prevalent due to the changes in the climate. Similarly, excess heat, intense rain, water insecurity, rapid changes in humidity have all affected coffee production, banana production, and cocoa production in particular, which are all very important cash crops. I also went to a talk by a Cambodian farmer who said that whereas once they could dig down 5 metres to get fresh water, now they have to go down up to 60 metres. A Kenyan farmer said that from December 2014 till April 2015, they had no rain at all. So these are just some of the stories that are coming from around the world to indicate how critical a problem climate change is for agriculture now, which of course is a worrying glimpse into the future.
How big a problem is food wastage?
Food waste is an enormous problem globally. There were estimates given at the conference that 30% of global food production is lost or wasted between the paddock and the plate. And this accounts for about 8% of global greenhouse gas emissions. So clearly reducing food waste and food loss is an enormous part of the climate change solution. Agriculture is responsible for around about 24% of global emissions. So if we can reduce that by reducing food wastage, that certainly gets us part of the way there.
The aim of Paris is to see how countries can commit to a 2-degree warming and to limit it. But the low-lying islands in the Pacific are arguing for 1.5-degree warming. Has Australia signed up to that stronger pledge?
Well, Australia has said that they will support it. There's been another big theme of this conference is the 1.5 target. So far, 112 or possibly a few more than that countries out of the 195 signatories to the UNFCCC who are here in Paris have signed what's been called the Manila Declaration, which is a declaration to try to keep global warming to less than 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels rather than the 2 degrees as is currently talked about. With 0.85 of a degree of warming that we've had so far, we're already seeing pretty major impacts, increases in intensity and frequency of many extreme weather events, and this is affecting food production and all sorts of other parts of the world, including low-lying islands. So it's a recognition that really going to 2 degrees is too much. It's too dangerous. It's too dangerous for many farming systems. It's too dangerous for many ecosystems like the Great Barrier Reef. And 1.5 degrees is a lot safer. And that's in the context of 2015, of course, being almost certainly the world's hottest ever year, where temperatures probably will hit 1 degree or above pre-industrial levels.